Coming up this week on Expedition Retirement, brought to you by Golden Reserve. When is being financially selfish a good thing? What's worse, a big debt or a big risk in your portfolio? And the new numbers are in on how long people are working. You're going to be surprised. All that coming up today on Expedition Retirement.
This is Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve.
We think of retirement as a mountain, right? You work your way up the mountain, you save, you work hard, and you have a certain advice that gets you to the top. But when you get to the top, everything changes.
Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
And hello again. Welcome to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. My name is Randy Cook. I'm here each week with Greg as we talk through the things that you're probably wondering about. How's this all going to work out? What does my paycheck look like in retirement? Taxes are a problem. How do I deal with that? It's kind of a crazy territory out there that you've never navigated before, and we're here to help. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Randy. It was a pretty relaxing Ehler weekend. I did experience my first speech meet. So my daughter, who's 11, went to do a speech competition, which was very interesting. I equate it to a little bit like a swimming meet. Mm-hmm. Your daughter participates for 30 seconds and you wait for 4 hours in an auditorium. So that was great. She got top marks, so she made dad proud. You know, she was a little nervous. So I asked what she wanted to do, so we cooked all weekend. She was a baking, go figure, Randy. We did chocolate-covered toffee with pralines. She did lava cakes. We did chocolate chip cookies.
Nice.
We braised some duck. We just got after it. My wife was into making bread. I mentioned this on the previous shows. We had like 24 bagels. I ate so much bread. You know, it is like, you know, your wife cooks something, you have to eat it.
Yep.
And my wife doesn't obviously cook as much as Lily and I, but when she makes something, and she's actually doing a great job with these sourdough breads, but at some juncture of eating bread, you have to stop, right? I remember at some point Saturday, she had so many loaves and bagels that I just remember thinking to myself, I can't eat any more bread. Between Friday and Saturday, I had probably a whole loaf of bread and 4 bagels. And I could tell the next day my rings were like, my fingers were hurting because my hands were swollen. And I was like, can we just not eat bread on Sunday, please? Can we just avoid, you know, I'm trying to get ready for spring break. And, you know, this isn't working for me, Randy.
A lot of people in the month of January, they said no drinking. You're going to have a month with no bread. And that's going to hurt. That is going to hurt the wife. But speaking of the women, I'm wearing my purple today. Everybody at the office is wearing purple for International Women's Day. So we are paying tribute to all the women in our life, those who make bread and those who do not. So I appreciate that very much, all the women in our lives. All right. So we are here to help you with your retirement. And we do that by kind of going through some of the things that we see when people come into the office and the questions that they have and some of the things in the news as well. And Greg, you know, when we were growing up, if you grew up with brothers and sisters, you know, there was always fights back and forth, and your mom and dad would tell you to share, and don't be selfish, and they'd shake your finger at you. And the whole idea of being selfish, I mean, I'm a golfer, and they talked about all these guys going to live. It was just the money. They're being selfish. Being selfish has a real negative connotation to it. But when people walk through your doors and it's time to retire, it actually is time to be a little bit selfish, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's one of those interesting things where being selfish is a negative connotation, as you mentioned, right? Like people are taught their whole lives that being selfish is bad, but it's actually not, right? Because in some contexts, it's very important to be selfish and people are not. And one of the most fascinating psychological realities is that people aren't selfish when it comes to their money, their life savings. You know, when they're breaking down their retirement dollars, a lot of times they give a lot of passes to their financial advisor. They give a lot of, you know, I guess, control to their financial advisor. And a lot of times they don't really know what's going on. And I think there's a time in your life where you're like, I have to take care of my family and myself first. You know, because the faucet's turned off, right? You're not getting any more income. And you're trying to break down what I should and shouldn't do. And the biggest issue where the kind of rubber hits road here is that the financial advising industry has done a very good job over the last 40 or 50 years of being the buddy relationship, right? Like that has been the silver bullet for their mentality. It's like, we're going to be their friend, Randy. We're going to know their grandkids' names. Mm-hmm. We're going to know where, you know, what's going on in their lives. And we're going to be their buddies. And what this has happened is it keeps people from being very selfish when it comes to using and thinking through their retirement dollars to the point that people almost don't spend their retirement because they're afraid what their financial advisor might say. Mm-hmm. Like they don't spend their own money because it becomes, it's almost like their financial advisor is treating it like their money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I'm going to go buy this, you know, I was going to buy a new couch, but I got to go talk to my financial advisor. You're like, excuse me?
They got to have permission.
What? You have to have permission to spend your life savings from a guy or a gal that is literally being paid 1% to do questionably nothing, but hope that the market goes up. You know, this is the world we live in, and they built this beautiful system for them, by them, and yet the selfish nature, you know, we always feel like, ah, I feel bad. Like I sat in, so I was in a meeting last week. You know, one of our planners said, hey, you know what? Lady came in. She was real excited. She read the book. She listens to us on the radio. She's like, can you meet her? Can you just come in and talk to her? And she had been with a financial advisor for 30 years.
Wow.
And she goes, Greg, everything in your book is exactly what you said. Fire your financial advisor. Obviously, she's like, your book hit the nail on the head. She's like, but I feel guilty. You know, this person has been around, you know, she was a widow and she's like, you know, she was around when her husband was around and you know, he just been with us for so long, but I had no idea what fees we're paying until we sat down with you guys. And I think that was the eye opening moment. And even after the fee, she was angry, but at the same time, she had trouble being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
She had trouble disconnecting the human relationship component of this financial advising slash client relationship when she had to make the decision revolving her life savings and her quality of life for the next 20 years. And it was almost like I was watching it unfold in front of me. And I just said, I understand. Like, you know, you can't tell. You can't just say, hey, what are you doing? He's taking $40,000 a year from you and doing very little. And when you sit down and you break through those barriers, you realize you have to empower them. You mm-hmm. have to empower people to take – you got to treat it like a business because I promise you your financial advisor is treating it like a business. And here's the litmus test. If you take your money away, will your financial advisor still be your friend? Will they still call you? Will they still take you golfing? Will they still take you out to lunches? The answer is no. They will never talk to you again. And that is the key. They are not your friend. They are – professionally very good at creating these business relationships, but that is exactly what it is, Randy, a business relationship that ends the moment you stop paying them their 1% fee. And if people can be more selfish regarding the things that matter to them, I'm selfish when it comes to time with my family. I'm selfish with time when it comes with my friends. I'm selfish when it comes time to how hard I work. And I think that to me has to carry through. And I think people at home are like, yeah, I should be more selfish. I should be more selfish on the things that matter to me because I promise you that financial advisor on the other end of the table is being selfish in terms of their fees. They're not going to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to charge you 1.25. I'm just going to do this. You know, I'm going to do that for half. No, they're not doing that. They're taking full freight. The investments they sell you are taking full freight. Them smiling and taking you out to lunch or coffee isn't the equivalent of the hundreds of thousands of dollars they're taking out of your accounts, Randy. And that is what people need to start thinking about. That's why we created the fee filter. Every roadmap for retirement, Randy, we build has a fee filter, and your financial advisor will never know. All you have to do is bring in your statements. You don't have to give us your money to manage. We will build you a fee filter that lays out exactly what you're paying in fees and what you're paying to the advisor and what fees you're paying for your investments every year, and then what that equates to the value that they brought. Like, for example, did those investments do well considering how much I paid? Or did my advisor do anything other than call me on my birthday? Is that $15,000 or $20,000 fee worth it? And if you're, you know, if you got $1 million, you're probably paying $15,000 or $20,000 if you're lucky a year. And there's other routes. There's other ways to charge. This doesn't have to be your retirement. It's time to be selfish. Go ask for a fee filter, Randy. We'll do it at no charge for folks calling in today.
When you think about the different stages of your life, you spend your life and you dedicated all your time to your children. And you got that going, and then you dedicated all your time to your work. And there comes this time called retirement where it's time to dedicate the time to you. It's time to put you first. This is your time. So let's do it with your time. Let's do it with your efforts. And let's do it with your money. Give us a call at Golden Reserve. Use our website. Let's sit down. We'll build a roadmap for retirement. Our website's real simple. GetYourRoadMap.com. GetYourRoadMap.com. Click on that. We'll ask you a few questions there. And then as you do that, our team will reach out to you. Or right now, you can bypass all that and just reach out to us. Here's our number, 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. 74. All right. So an advice column at MarketWatch. I love bringing these up every now and then. Person writing in says they have $100,000 in debt, yet they have $60,000 in Bitcoin, and they're struggling whether to cash out their Bitcoin and put it on their debt. But they're wondering, what's the biggest liability, having a large debt or having a large speculative investment that can go up and down? When you weigh those two out, Greg, what would you say?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you hate to like shoot from the hip here and just give advice without knowing their whole situation, because, you know, that sounds like the attorney in me sidestepping your question. But I will answer the question. In my opinion, it's like, well, if this person is retired and, you know, they're not making any more money, you know, our job as retirement planners, that's what we call ourselves, retirement planners, is to essentially make sure that, you know, everything we do, Randy, mitigates the risk of retirement, right? Like, we want to lessen all the things that can take from your bucket. So if we're looking at this guy's portfolio and he's got some other risky investments and he's got, you know, all his money in the market and he's got $60,000 of Bitcoin and $100,000 of debt, the first thing I'm going to say is, what's the interest rate on the debt? Whether it's, you know, a lot of debt or a little debt, part of the, you know, beauty of before 2022 was that debt was really cheap. And you can get more in CDs and other things. So it's like, well, maybe the answer isn't cash in Bitcoin and pay off debt. Maybe it's cash in Bitcoin and buy some CDs.
Okay.
Because you may be getting a better interest rate than you're paying, so then you're actually making the difference.
So there's good debt and there's bad debt.
There's good debt and there's bad debt. But there's also a component of Bitcoin. And you know, even Warren Buffett, right? He always said, obviously, buy when the stock market's low and sell when it's high and realize the profits. You know, Bitcoin was down 75%. And if it wasn't for this ETF push, it wasn't like Bitcoin changed. You know, the market basically saved Bitcoin or crypto by starting up these, you know, the SEC allowed for these, some of these ETFs to mirror Bitcoin. You know, that was some fresh life breathed back into crypto. But the second the stock market starts to wobble again, I'm going to tell you, like, you know, crypto is not a place where people are going to feel it's even more risk than being the S&P. So if you're retired and it's a large function, I mean, another question is, how much is this of your portfolio? Is the $60,000 80% of your portfolio? Is it 5% of your portfolio? If it's 5% portfolio, maybe, and you like it, keep it. I don't know. But if it's a huge function, you need it to live off of it. And people always ask, well, what does that mean, Greg? Do you need this money to live off of? That is, you know, if you need money to live off of, don't risk it. I know people are like, well, what if I need to make a little bit more? It's not worth it. There's plenty of things right now that can get 5 or 6, you know, percent with 100% principal guaranteed returns in the market. And don't risk it. You know, if you're going to risk your life savings so that, what, you can, you know, maybe make a couple extra dollars, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me. If you need this money, then you need to ensure that it's available for you and your family. And, you know, to me, that doesn't make a lot of sense if it's on the ponies. You might as well go to Vegas, right? Speaking of Vegas, Randy, I am going to listen to Garth Brooks at Caesars on my birthday coming up here on April 17th.
Very good.
So that's a little, you know, a little side note. I've been wanting to see him. He's on my bucket list. So I am going to go make that magic happen.
Is it at the Sphere?
It's not at the Sphere. Oh. It's at the Caesar. Caesar's Palace, which is kind of a cool theater there because it's really small. So it's only, I want to say it's only like 3,000 or 4,000 people, so that you could have this very intimate experience with Garth Brooks. So, you know, my wife and I are excited to go down there and have some fun and probably, you know, lose a bunch of money at blackjack would be how it normally plays out in Vegas. Go some nice dinners and, you know,
go
obviously
see a show. There you go.
Get my feelings hurt on the blackjack tables.
I love
But at the end of the day, for folks like this, market risk is one of the goofiest things that we deal with because it's very fixable, yet very few people really break down and think about it correctly. You know, we have the market flashlight. We run it for everyone at no cost. It's one of those tools that shows you exactly what percentage of your assets are at risk and could go backwards and what that means in real dollars. So we not just tell you, hey, 75% of your assets could go at risk, but also this could mean if your holdings, what would happen in 2022, you'd lose $300,000. Or in 2008-9, you'd lose $500,000. And we break that down so people can see what the real dollar amount that would go backwards means to them. And then they can judge, is that too much or too little, right? At the end of the day, everyone can decide where they want to be, but the market flashlight helps do that for folks. So, you know, obviously we do it at no charge. And I think it's something that, you know, most people like that second opinion because unfortunately a lot of people get to retirement and no one adjusts their risks for retirement, Randy. Most financial advisors leave you in the same stuff you had before retirement in retirement, which is pretty scary.
Greg has said it many times here on the show. Our job is to minimize the risks of retirement. We're going to talk about that as we move through the show today. Very seldom do you sit down and say, the answer to my problems is more risk. It's certainly not in retirement. Give us a call and let's talk through that. Maybe you don't even know how much risk your money is at right now. If it's going along exactly with the market, you can probably say that you're probably 80 to 100% market, and that might not be where you want to be in your retirement years. Give us a call. We'll do an analysis of that. We call that the market flashlight, and it's just one of the parts that everybody gets as they get your roadmap for retirement. Get a look at it. Get your roadmap. Map.com is where our website is. You can start there or you can give us a call as well. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. New study out talks about how long people are working. You'll be shocked. Coming up next on Expedition Retirement.
You know where to save 10 cents on gas, where the best deals are on salt for the driveway, too. Retirees are amazing at finding deals, except when it comes to their actual retirement. We asked 100 retirees how much their financial advisor and investments cost each year, and 100 retirees didn't know. You see, the financial industry has made it so confusing that nobody can figure out what you're paying anymore for the most important financial decision of your life. Many retirees who come through our doors are paying over $10,000 a year in advisor and investment fees. That could be over $250,000 over their retirement. At Golden Reserve, we're tired of hidden fees, so we created the Fee Filter. This tool shows you what you're paying your financial advisor and for your investments they sold you. To learn more about our Fee Filter and other retirement tools and how we can protect and guide you down Retirement Mountain, go to GetYourRoadmap.com. That's GetYourRoadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at GetYourRoadmap.com. We also have our podcast out there. You can find that under Expedition Retirement. As a matter of fact, we have a YouTube page as well. Look that up under Expedition Retirement, and you can see me and Greg, our smiling faces right there on video. And then you can say, yeah, they're better on radio. But that is, I mean, getting a lot of traction now. I mean, I watch a ton of video, and I think that people want to hear their messages on video, Greg, and we make it available to them.
Yeah, I mean, we actually just started doing that because people asked for it. They said, hey, we can't catch your shows, so we put our videos up on YouTube. So every one of the radio shows is up there. Every one of the TV shows is up there. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing, I started calling in and asking questions. So we do some short form, you know, Q&A and some other video questions. So I know that YouTube's a huge form of getting good information out there. And Randy, it's kind of great. You know, just subscribe. You'll get any updates we post up there, Randy. It's been a lot of fun, you know, engaging people in a lot of different ways because they'll mail in questions. And we've been trying to, you know, obviously do our best to answer them in the radio, TV, or now the YouTube channel.
There you go. Look us up on YouTube at Expedition Retirement. All right. So a new research here from the Pew Research Center. Every year they go out there and they do research about the American workforce. Here's what the latest numbers are. If you look back to the mid-80s when they started doing this, people who worked past the age of 65, about 11% of the population. Today, that number is 19%, so it keeps going up. We are working longer. Here's the kind of startling bit for me. People over the age of 75 are the fastest growing group in the workforce. Now, working as a retirement planner, Greg, that can't be really good news. Maybe they're healthy and they want to work past 75 and they're enjoying the self, but maybe some of them are having to work after age 75, and that can't be a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. You know, I'd be curious, you know, digging in on some of these numbers and what's going on here. I think a lot of folks are seeing a lot of the inflation, and I think that scares them.
Yeah.
In their mind, that generation, because they're so responsible, what I'm guessing is happening is they were living off their returns and income. Mm-hmm. Social Security, let's call it, and maybe some dividends or some interest income from their investments. And because of the inflation and cost of everything getting a little bit more expensive, they had to start eating into their principal. Okay. And that scared them. And I think some people are like, well, I have to spend my principal now. Well, a lot of times they unfortunately probably are being overly conservative in a lot of cases. And from that group, that means that they're probably jumping back in and working when they don't need to work, or a lot of times working longer then they need to work. Could be another example, Randy, where people are staying an extra 4, 5, 10 years in the workforce because they've heard so many different fear-mongering ideas from the industry of saying, hey, you can't retire until you have $1 million mm-hmm. or $1.5 million, or hey, you need $8,000 a month to retire. And at the end of the day, could you just scratch your head and be like, when was the last time we spent $8,000 a month, honey? Oh, never. And these are the things that, like, but because it's on TV, it must be true. Because it was on, you know, this goofball on Fox said it must be true. Goofball on MSNBC must be true. All these financial pundits are out there scaring everybody because that's how they get paid. They get paid for clicks. They get paid to say things that are silly. You know, and I think at the end of the day, you have to go off your life. And the thing that we built, you know, that I think helps people do that, because that was the aha moment, right? We were a law firm. An estate planning law firm for the last almost 15 years. Golden Reserve's been around for 14 years. And over the years, we were trying to get our hands around as a law firm. Like, we were watching these people, you know, blindly just do whatever their financial advisor said. Going back to the be selfish segment we started off with, they were literally just saying, no, that Joe said this, we got to do it. And you're like, gosh, that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have $2 million. What do you mean you got to keep working? Like, you know, your house is paid, you have no debt. And you guys go to Applebee's once a month. Like, where's fire? Where's the fire, right? It's like, hey, we go to Florida and get a condo. Like, you're never going to run out of money. You have no money to be 220. And, you know, when we start breaking these things, I said, people are being lied to. And they're being lied to. And people are like, well, why? Well, let's think of the economics of the financial industry. They charge a percentage. So if you spend your money, they take a pay cut. It is not rocket science. They are incentivizing you to keep your money in their piggy bank so they can keep sucking out the fees. So how did we try to break the piggy bank? We came up with the income tent. And the income tent, while we shatter this, you know, your piggy bank so that you can spend the money, we show you what you spent last year, what you received last year. And we project it out with reasonable, like 4 or 5% returns for the next 25 years to show you the balance. And saying, hey, listen, if you spend the same amount of money as you did last year, here's what's going to happen in 25 years. And they're like, that says $982,000. Yes, it does. Go spend some more money. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that is the whole idea of retirement. And saving your money is to spend it, not to die on your deathbed with a bunch of ledger marks of a bunch of zeros. Oh, I'm sure glad I'm glad I'm about to pass, and now I have 1.7 million. I got a great life. No, it's gonna be like, what about the Hawaii trip? All of the things you want to do with your grandkids. That is what needs to happen. And shame on the financial industry for continuing to perpetuate this BS. It's lies. It's fear mongering. It's scaring them. Suddenly, do people run out of money? You made it through your whole entire life as a grown up. You don't think you can manage how to spend your money in retirement? No, all of a sudden you stop thinking and let the financial advisors tell you when to enjoy it, when to buy cars, when to go on vacations? No, absolutely not. You are responsible. You've made it. The income tent empowers you with math to show you what you did last year, and we update it every year. And that income tent then just shows you, oh my gosh, hey, honey, we've got $982,000. I like to get this down to $500,000. Let's go have some fun. Yeah. And at the end of the day, Randy, people spend less money every year in retirement. It's just math. And, you know, people don't want to talk about that either. You buy all the fun stuff right at the beginning, and then you keep spending less and less and less. And that's the typical retirement spending smiley face. And it goes up again when you have health issues at the end of life. So for all of you at home, if you want to be empowered to spend more of your money and not let your financial advisor charge you more money, then I think you should get a complimentary roadmap that includes the income tent. We do it for everyone at no cost. You don't have to give us your money to manage. We actually build it for anyone that comes in that's qualified, Randy. And, you know, to us, this is the happiest we see in these meetings and the most fun when they see that number that says, oh, my gosh. And the one spouse looks at the other. It's usually the wife looking at the husband. I told you we should spend some more money. And that is the most fun we have. And, you know, the husband kind of nods his head. That's what it's all about. That's why you save this money, is to spend it. Let us help you do that.
Yep. The old sharp elbow to the gut. Yep. I've had that one before. Give us a call at Golden Reserve. Let's talk through it and give you permission to enjoy and spend your money in your retirement years. You worked all these years to save it. Let's enjoy it. Here's our website. Here's our number. GetYourRoadmap.com. GetYourRoadmap.com or give us a call. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. 2074. Now, I know, Greg, from getting to know you over the last couple of years, you're a bit of a fan of stand-up comics. Most of us are. Richard Lewis passed away this past week, and that was kind of a sad thing. He hasn't really been out there that much because he's been sick, but a great comedian in his time, and he was actually on Curb Your Enthusiasm not that long ago. He and Larry David, the guy who does that show and wrote that show, are actually good friends in real life. And Richard Lewis and Larry David did a little skit about him leaving money to him in his will, and this is what it sounded like.
No one on the planet would believe that you're happy.
How is this possible?
But I have better news for you. I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done. You're in.
I don't want to be in. I have money. I don't need it. Give it to someone who needs it.
When I die, I want you to know how much I care about you.
I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to give it to charity.
You're my best friend. You're getting it.
No, I'm making a Sherman-esque statement about the will right now.
I'm sick of your historical references.
If nominated, I will not run. If bequeathed, I will not accept.
Well, I'm bequeathing.
Well, I'm not accepting. Well,
you'll have to accept.
Don't give it to me.
Don't hurt my feelings.
I'm not going to keep a penny of it.
You're hurting me.
Thank you, but I don't want it.
I'm giving it to you anyway, pal.
Oh, my God.
This kind of sounds like Who's on First, right?
Exactly. You've told us many times that the whole estate planning thing and the will thing, that it does cause some tension sometimes within families. But you've also told me that a will is not enough. That is not the end game when we talk about estate planning. Let's talk a little bit about what you talk about when it comes to legal documents and what you need when we go through the roadmap process at Golden Reserve.
When I started practicing law, it was a different kind of law. It was big law. So I worked for the largest law firm in the world, Kirkland Ellis. For about 5 years in Chicago, we did massive deals. I did huge companies, United Airlines bankruptcies and the big Bemis billion-dollar acquisitions and a lot of smoky bones, I think, you know, Boston Market. We did a lot of those deals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I started doing estate planning, I had that realization, that Jerry Maguire moment. I didn't steal the goldfish, but I realized that, like, this is not for me. Making rich people richer is not going to fill my bucket in life. Mm-hmm. And I came back to Ohio. Moved to Columbus, you know, just kind of picked my family up and moved us and said, you know what, I got to do something that makes me feel better. So we started focusing and I almost gave up practicing law. But then I was like, you know what, estate planning seems like a pretty antiquated practice that I could make a lot of difference in. And a lot of people aren't getting the support they need. And what I realized when we started doing some heavy research was that most people are just being sold wills across the state. And they're like, hey, you're good. You got a will. And a will doesn't really do anything, just so you know. Like, after you have kids, a will has obviously the most important part of a will is that it talks about the guardianship of your children. So if your kids are over the age of majority, if they're over 18, a will doesn't really do anything other than obviously says where your stuff goes. And 95% of wills says everything to my spouse and to my kids, which, by the way, the state of Michigan, the state of Ohio, the state of Indiana, the state of Kentucky says the same thing if you don't have a will. Mm-hmm. What a will does is probably lure you into a false sense of confidence that you're taken care of from a legal perspective. And really what it does is it has to go through probate court. Every will has to go through probate. People think I have a will and I avoid probate. It's actually the opposite.
Right.
If you have a will, you have to go through probate, which means you have to pay probate fees, not just to the court, but to the attorneys. So our hope in building our estate planning practice was to say, you know what, guys, this is a scam. This is a big scam. I love saying scam. Everything's a scam, by the way. People that know me always say, Greg's got another scam. But this was a scam, right? Because they were charging obnoxious fees to, like, do it. Like, if you have a will in Ohio in certain counties and you leave your house to your kids and it just says, you know, all right, the house goes, that attorney has to go through probate to move it. But at the end of the day, a will's like $200 or $300. But they can charge in some counties a percentage, like 5%. So if you have a $1 million house, that's $50,000.
Wow.
So it's like, to do a deed? And this was happening all over the state. So by the way, we ran all these articles. We rented. So back in the day, back in 2010, we were running full page ads basically saying we don't trust attorneys either. And we got in a ton of trouble from the Supreme Court of Ohio saying you can't disparage attorneys. Whatever. We ran them. And by the way, no attorneys like us, by the way, even though we are attorneys. So you know, first, the we don't trust attorneys either, or tying a Windsor knot isn't on the bar exam. These were all our ads that we were running across the state of Ohio. Then I turn around and write, fire your financial advisor. So now all the financial advisors hate us. So at the end of the day, we're not really concerned about being popular. But at the end of the day, these are huge antiquated systems that needed a slap in the face. And, you know, legally, when I think of estate plans, people say, so what do you need to do, Greg? So I get calls all the time still, and I haven't practiced in 5 or 6 years. I still am CEO of Ehlers Stallings Law Firm, but I don't practice anymore, but I still get calls and family, friends, anybody. Like, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when you're retired, you got to think of yourself, you know, you probably haven't updated your will since your kids are around. So it could be 20 years. You have a 20-year-old will. It's a very common fact pattern. And we say, all right, first thing you do is update all of your health care directives and your advanced directives. That's the most important thing, right? Your health care power of attorney, your financial power of attorney, your living will. Get those things done. Obviously, those documents operate while you're alive. So they're very important because they're operating while you're alive. Then you need to turn around and update, obviously, your will. Who's going to be executor? A lot of times you're naming your kids now after your spouse because they're older. And then last but not least, you consider using a trust. I think trusts are great. People are like, oh, you need to have millions of dollars of trust. That's not true. That's a complete lie. That's a lie, fabricated, fake news, because people want to keep your money going through probate so that they can get the fees. Revocable trusts are simple and easy. Asset protection trusts are great. They protect your assets from nursing home care. The best part about all this, Randy, is we think this is so important, we include it as part of our fixed fee for all of our clients. So yes, right, we pay for your legal documents. We set up here. We obviously have our own law firm across, you know, the Midwest. So we actually will do your legal documents. We'll update them, or we'll at least review them, because they're that important. And it's part of retirement planning. Like, I can't believe that financial advisors are out there not talking about the legal. They'll give you a business card of some 80-year-old estate plan attorney that, you know, won't return your phone calls, but yet they don't take care of it. We take care of it. We actually do it. So as part of it, it doesn't cost extra. It's obviously part of our planning. We will update, or, you know, asset protection trusts, revocable trusts, all that's included in our annual fee when we update your docs, because we think that is one of the most important parts of navigating retirement mountain, Randy. And for us, you know, that's a big deal. And I think that's part of every roadmap, in addition to obviously the other risks we've talked about today, fees, taxes, you know, market risk, and now long-term care and other legal documents. I mean, those things have to be done, and you have to do things for folks in retirement, Randy. You can't just sell them investments and cross your fingers. You actually have to do services to help folks. And I think that's why, you know, we feel so called to be obviously the protector and guider for retirees. You know, we're the sheepdogs. I always say, you know, we're the sheepdogs of retirement, and we truly believe that.
You know, it used to be that we'd take a legal pad and you'd put a line down the middle and say pros and cons, and you'd weigh out your decisions. If you were doing that with Golden Reserve and somebody else, and you start to look at the services that you get when we talk about legal documents and all that Greg just went through, and talking about identifying fees and talking about helping you with taxes and putting CPAs to work on that, having retirement planners and helping you with your investments, all of these different services that they have for that base fee. Give us a call and at least check that out. We will run the roadmap for retirement for you at no charge, and you can see it for yourself. GetYourRoadmap.com is our website, or you can give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We'll take a break. Come right back with more of Expedition Retirement. Why would someone write a book called Fire Your Financial Advisor? Greg Ehler, the president of Golden Reserve, believes there's something seriously wrong with the financial industry. It's an industry that gets paid on how much you've saved. So when you spend your money, they take a pay cut. You see the conflict? They have a vested interest in keeping your money in the stock market and at risk. Greg believes there's a better way. When you call to talk about your retirement, you'll get a free copy. Or go to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. Coming up on the second half of Expedition Retirement, at what point should you start accessing each bucket of money in retirement? Is there an order that we need to look at? A tax lesson from the show Parks and Recreation, and a woman who says her financial advisor mismanaged her money, lost $200,000, and she doesn't know what to do next. We'll help her out. Coming up next on Expedition Retirement. All right. There's an article out there right now, Greg, and a couple of weeks ago, you did a segment on the show called The Hot Stove. And we were talking about 401ks and how if you try to get your money before 59 and a half, they say, nope, hot stove, don't touch it, because you're going to be penalized. And then you say, well, I'll get into it after that. They go, oh, no, hot stove. Otherwise, you're going to be taxed on it. So it's like, when can I spend my money? Well, this article in Smart Asset backs up exactly what you're talking about. This is the worst ways to withdraw your money from your retirement accounts. Rule number one, don't touch your Social Security until age 70. Rule number two, don't touch your 401k before 73. Rule number three, don't touch your Roth until everything else is gone. And I looked at that and I said, well, what am I supposed to live on here? And it says you're supposed to live on your stocks, your mutual funds, and your ETFs first. And I look at it and I say, I don't have any of that stuff. So, Greg, again, it's the hot stove. They keep telling you, keep your money in there, don't touch it. And again, you've said all along, why do people have to have permission to enjoy their money?
Oh, man, this was definitely written by a financial advisor.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, like, don't touch anything, don't spend anything, and let me keep getting my 1% fee.
There it is.
That's the world of financial advising. You know, since, you know, 1978, when the Internal Revenue Act obviously invented the 401k and killed the pension, this has been their game. Mm-hmm. They benefited from, let's call it, 20 years of dark ages until the internet, until about 2000. Mm-hmm. And then information started coming out, and they just had to pivot, and pivot again. And now you're seeing this, and you're saying to yourself, what do they even mean? Let's explain. Let's break down these points here.
Okay.
So the first is don't touch your Social Security at 70. All right. So I could actually almost live with this one. If you have enough savings, here's why. Social Security has 8% growth every year. If you wait until 70, there's a good chance that you'll make more money in Social Security if you live to a certain age. I want to say like 83 or something like that. And then you make a lot more money. The longer you live because of the increase that you get every year. So if you have longevity in your family, you don't need the income immediately, then this could be actually okay advice. I will sign off on this, Randy. I'll give them one.
Okay.
Can I give them one? I will give them one.
Give them one.
I will give Smart Assets one. Now, the next is don't touch your 401k before 73 is the dumbest advice I've ever heard. It is atrocious advice. It is completely reckless advice, and it is wrong. And I will show you mathematically how wrong it can be. Don't touch your Roth until everything else is gone. Shoot, I'd probably give them this one too. If there's one account that I wasn't going to spend until everything else was gone, the Roth makes sense, right? It's growing tax-free.
So that's last.
Probably the last account you touch.
Okay.
So we'll give them 2 out of 3.
All right, two out of three,
but the one bad one sinks the whole battleship here for me. Because it's poisonous, because 401k money is literally that's the majority of their investments. Mm-hmm. You know, for the average retiree, I want to say like 98% of Americans, when they retire, their 401k or IRA is their largest asset.
Right.
So when we think through that and they're saying, well, don't touch it until you're 73, and the average life expectancy in America is 78, you're saying, so I saved for, let's see, 53 years and waited to spend it in 5? So let's just say logically, that doesn't make sense. Now, we could just say, let's ignore what I'm going to break down math of how it will cost you more money to wait. But before I get into the how it's going to cost you more money, that just doesn't make sense at all, just from a practical application of spending your own piggy bank. We need to shatter the piggy bank so you can spend it. And waiting until 73 is Uncle Sam's plan. I want to be very clear. Waiting till 73 is Uncle Sam's plan for your IRA. This is the guy that can't deliver mail on Saturdays, and you think he's got it figured out of the most complicated, financial, nuanced, you know, accounts in the world? Zero chance. And you know who backs Uncle Sam nearly as disgustingly bad is your financial advisor, because if the money is in your account, you're not spending it, which means they're getting their 1% fee over and over and over. And the longer you don't spend it, the more money they make. The more fear they can pump into the world, the more money your financial advisor makes. The more scared they make you, the more financial inflation, cost of living, bacon's an extra dollar. Don't touch your $2 million IRA. Bacon is now $2.25 extra. Milk is a dollar extra. Ah, the bacon and milk. So over the course of your lifetime, you're going to spend $500 more in bacon. I think I've accepted that. I'm okay. I love bacon enough. I'm willing to take that hit. So that is the fear-mongering nonsense that these talking heads keep perpetuating, because it's how they make a living. But the nitty-gritty of why this makes no sense from a financial standpoint, I just hit you with a bunch of practical common sense things, hopefully, that the industry seems to ignore. And then you're probably nodding your head, yeah, I want to spend my own money. How do I break that? But they said, don't touch my 401k until I'm 73 or my IRA. Well, here's why you don't do that. You're retired. Let's say you retire at 60, 65, whatever. And you say, you know what? I'm in my lowest tax rates I've ever been since my 20s because I don't make any more money. What that means is you have a very unique opportunity to detax your money on sale. Because you and your spouse are not working anymore, you can take money out of your 401k systematically. Don't take the whole darn thing out. But over the course of retirement, if you're taking out $50,000 or $75,000 a year, depending on how big it is and what your other income streams are, you can get that money out at 10 cents, 11 cents, maybe 12 cents on the dollar. And I want to be very clear. Uncle Sam always gets paid on your IRA. It's only a question of how much and when. He's always going to get paid. So would you want to control it, or do you want Uncle Sam to control it? Now, if you wait till 73, you're letting Uncle Sam control it. Now, when I break this down, so you're if you're taking money out on your terms, you're winning. But if you wait till 73, here's what inevitably happens, Randy. Your IRA grows. That's a good thing. Sure, it's a good thing. But what also grows? The tax liability.
Yep, they get a bigger piece of the pie.
And it gets worse because what ends up happening, inevitably, one member of the family dies. So now you go from a couple filing rate to a tax filing rate. Uncle Sam knows this. He wrote it. Mm-hmm. You are now going to pay double, roughly double in taxes because you have to take out the same amount on your IRA and her IRA or her IRA and your IRA. And now you're paying double the tax rate. So now you're paying 25 cents on the dollar, 22 cents on the dollar, whatever those rates are. Now he knows this. Uncle Sam knows this. Your financial advisor hopefully knows this. Because you waited and didn't leverage it and get it detaxed. And when you detax it, Randy, when you take it out, we're talking about taking money out after tax, or you can just convert to a Roth. Same deal, right? Most people like to convert to Roth if they're not going to spend it. Same thing. You're paying tax on it on your terms. So when we get to the widow, I call this the widow's penalty of your IRA. If you're waiting until 73, you're going to hit that widow's penalty. You're like, holy moly, my tax rate's doubled. And it's going to screw up my Medicare and all kinds of other goofy stuff. It's because you waited till 73. And the next thing happens, the surviving spouse passes away. And, oh, by the way, when you got to 73, if you listen to Uncle Sam's plan, you're only taking out about 4%. If the market's growing, your IRA is getting bigger still. Mm-hmm. So you actually haven't detaxed any of this tax liability. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? It goes to the kids. People don't realize this. It gets taxed at the kids' tax rates, Randy. The kids' taxes, we call this the kiddo's penalty. Now you have the widow's penalty at 23. The kiddo's penalty could be 30 or even 40% before state taxes. Depending on where you live, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. These are very real taxes. And your kid usually ends up paying them all in the first year because they just want to spend the money. Mm-hmm. And they don't care. They're like, all right, whatever. You know, $1 million, okay, $400,000 Uncle Sam. So, okay, mm-hmm. Now I have $600,000 we can go spend. And even if your kid doesn't do that, they've changed the rules that they can't stretch it over here. There's no more stretch. So now that kid has to take it out over 10 years systematically. And that kid's in their highest earning tax year. You know, statistically, your kid's going to be in their highest earning tax mm-hmm. years when they inherit this thing. And Uncle Sam knows this. That's why he wants you to wait till 73. And soon it's going to bump again, Randy, right, to 75.
Yeah.
But these are the things that people aren't paying attention to because they know if Uncle Sam's patient, he's going to get double or triple the taxes out of your IRA. So if you have $1 million IRA, instead of paying $120,000 or $150,000, and keeping $850,000 or $900,000, if you wait till 73 and run into the widows and kiddos penalty, you could end up losing almost half, $400,000 going to Uncle Sam and $600,000 going to your family. And no one's talking about this. That's why everybody we sit down with, we build a tax map. We have an internal – we couldn't let this keep happening. So we basically built an internal team of CPAs to build a tax map for all of our clients. And we build it at no cost, Randy. Actually, you don't have to give us your money. We'll actually build you a tax map that will lay out when and how much to take out of your IRA to stick it to Uncle Sam so that you have a plan for retirement. You have a plan for your IRA, not using Uncle Sam's cross your fingers, wait till 73 and end up paying double or triple the taxes, which is what he wants. Having a tax map to do on your terms can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars, Randy, hundreds. And it's not an exaggeration, hundreds. Think of how many people you know are if you inherited your parents' IRA or 401k and the same thing happened to you, you know what I'm talking about. The kiddo's penalty is real. The widow's penalty is real. And if you want to avoid those, you have to plan ahead. And that's what the tax map does. It gives everyone that roadmap to understand how to take money out of their IRA. Everyone tells you how to put it in, Randy. They don't tell you how to take it out. We'll do that for you, no cost. Give us a call now.
When Greg explains it like that, I don't know whether to admire Uncle Sam for being real smart or just say it's diabolical. And that's what they've set out there for you. And you are on the short end of that one. They are going to get their money. It just depends upon how much of your money they're going to get. Why don't you have your plan instead of Uncle Sam's plan? We call it a tax map. Give us a call. Everybody gets one. Here's our website. Here's our number. GetYourRoadMap.com. Pretty easy. GetYourRoadMap.com or give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Well, with all of that about taxes, I want to give you this because this is a little lighter side of things. You remember the show Parks and Recreation? The actor Nick Offerman played the character Ron Swanson, and he goes up to a kid who's eating lunch and gives her little lesson in taxes.
This is your lunch. Now, you should be able to do whatever you want to with this, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government, and I get to take 40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
That's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh, capital gains tax.
That's how it works. Lessons in taxes.
Well, you know, the IRA is an interesting monster, right? Like, people don't realize that, you know, despite, you know, what people think, we're actually babies. America is babies in the terms of understanding retirement, right? Like, we haven't been doing it very long. You know, in my book, Fire Your Financial Advisor, I talk about most people worked until they died in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You know, a very high percentage did. And that meant that no one really understood, and we didn't have booming across the board scale prosperity. And it wasn't until the 70s and the 80s, and then, of course, obviously the 80s and 90s, when we had a huge influx of people saying, you know what? I don't have to work anymore. I think I'm going to retire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because of that, no one had actually driven a lot of the financial vehicles, right? No one had driven 401ks and IRAs. Right. They've only been around since 1978. Right. And even in 78, they weren't, you know, really coming out until the mid 80s when they started being able to deduct them from the payroll. So when we break down how people think of their 401ks and IRAs, we haven't really broke down the psychology. At the end of the day, think about something that you weren't allowed to touch your entire life. I mean, that was the reality of 401ks and IRAs. Mm-hmm. Look, but don't touch. Yep. Look, but don't touch. Look at these statements. It almost becomes this mythical unicorn. Look how pretty it is, Randy. It's bouncing around. It's got so many zeros. But I'm not allowed to touch it. Don't touch it. It'll ruin it.
Yep.
And, you know, the rules are set up that way. You can't touch the darn thing till you're 59.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what? Like, it's your money. But yet the government has this whole system kind of set up to force you because, you know, evidently you can't do it yourself. So let's trust Uncle Sam. That seems like a great idea. And at the end of the day, Randy, it creates this kind of, you know, workaround. You must detour. You say, all right, I guess I'll learn to live without it. And you work, you know, you start to find other accounts that you use or your Social Security or pensions or whatever you have. And you just kind of learn to live around your 401k. And that's why, because these widows and kiddos penalties we just talked about are so very real. Yeah. Because you build a life around it. Because they make it so hard to access it. And, you know, that is why, we, you know, the tax map that we talk about, it's like we want to empower people to take money out, not just win from taxes, but you're more likely to spend it after you pay tax on it. You're more likely to enjoy it after you pay tax on it. You're more likely to do things with your family after you pay tax on it. And the financial advisors hate it because the second you take it out, they know that you're probably going to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a little less zeros for them to apply their 1% fee to. And I think that conflict of interest is truly one of the darkest smudges on the financial industry that no one talks about. Like, you can't tell me that they know if you spend your – enjoy your money, they take a pay cut, that that doesn't affect their advice. It doesn't affect the things they talk about. It doesn't affect their strategies. I mean, I can give Uncle Sam a pass because he never gets anything right. Right? Right? Like, he never does anything that's efficient or effective. But when it comes to, obviously, your financial industry, this is $1 trillion. It's one of the largest industries in the world, if not the largest. You think that they would be able to at least have some integrity and say, you know what? You know, we probably need to change a different way of how we charge people. And I think, Randy, that's when we talk about, you know, we didn't invent it, but we do flat fee pricing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things with flat fee pricing means it doesn't matter how many zeros you have. Everybody gets charged the same thing for the services we do. You get the legal documents. You get the tax return. You get the tax map. You get, obviously, all of the other tools, the income tent, the investment advice. All of that stuff is wrapped into a flat fee arrangement so that people know, oh, I get it. You're doing the same work for everybody, so you're charging everybody the same. Yes. That's what it should be. And I don't understand how we got here, but, like, it's not when you get – hey, when you get oil change or somebody's like, how much does car cost, Randy? Like, no. Changing oil takes relatively the same amount of time for everybody.
Right.
So unless you've got some kind of old muscle car that has to be taken apart to change oil, everyone can do the same amount of work. They don't say – you know, it's not like, hey, this guy comes up, hey, I'm going to quote you to mow your lawn. How much you pay for your house? Like, no one does that. No one talks about, you know, obviously they talk about how big is your yard, how many hours is it going to take. Like, that's common sense. But yet common sense disappears in the financial industry. We're not selfish enough. We blindly turn our money over to these advisors at Eddie and Ray and Merrill and Morgan and all these other folks that are literally just draining our accounts slowly with these 1% fees and not really providing any services. And that's where we had a fight back, Randy. Obviously, that's who we are at Golden Reserve, the sheepdogs, protecting and guiding, providing real services with a CPA, legal, and financial wing all under one roof so that we can actually help retirees do things versus just talk about them.
Well, as Ron Swanson showed there in that that scene, there is always somebody ready to take a bite out of your lunch. And when we talk about your retirement lunch, you may come in and think about, all I really want to talk about is my investments. But what we're going to talk about certainly is that. But who's taking a bite out of your retirement? Is it Uncle Sam? Is it the financial industry with fees? Is it the nursing home wanting to get everything that you have in your final years? Everybody's trying to take a bite out of your retirement lunch. Let's prevent that. Let's put more of that money in your pocket. You keep your lunch for yourself and enjoy it. Give us a call. Give us a look at our website, getyourroadmap.com. Very simple. Getyourroadmap.com. We're going to ask you a couple of questions there. And as we do, you'll fill in a little information and our team reaches out to you. Let's get a date on a calendar. Or you can give us a call here, 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. 2074. We'll be right back with more Expedition Retirement.
We often use the term climbing the mountain when talking about doing something difficult. Your 30-year work life is a lot like that. You get to the top, plant your flag, and retire. Now what? Did you know that 75% of deaths on Mount Everest happen on the way down? You need a new guide. Go to our website and you'll see that mountain. Meet one of our retirement planners, and we'll show you how to get down Retirement Mountain. Find us at GetYourRoadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, find us at GetYourRoadmap.com. If it's time to talk about your retirement, we are here to help. We are here to listen. Again, GetYourRoadmap.com. All right, sad story here. This comes from MarketWatch, another advice column person writing in. I'm a 75-year-old woman, and my financial advisor lost $200,000 of my retirement account due to mismanagement. I'm single, and now I have to go back to work part-time. I no longer trust the financial industry or the financial advisors, and I need some help sorting this out. What did the article tell her to do? Go see a new financial advisor. Oh, my gosh!
Oh, goodness. You know, you can't make this up.
Oh, man.
You know, like, it's just relationship after relationship. Like, so the way we fight these things, Randy, it may seem a little bit formulaic, but at the end of the day, when we sit down and hear this, we say, listen, let's just get you a roadmap.
Yeah.
And let's get a deliverable that actually breaks down each facet of your life. And then from there, you can use your own financial advisor. You can find a new financial advisor. You can use us. But let us actually break down what we see going on in your retirement. Are there gaps? Are there issues? Are there things that could be upgraded? Let us break that down for you. And Randy, when we do that, we basically just go step by step. So first is taxes. You've heard us talk about the tax map. Mm-hmm. You know, we break down and see, all right, how much IRAs do you have? Have you detaxed them? And if not, how would you take money out and when each year, converting it to a Roth or paying tax on it to ensure that you pay the least amount of money on your largest tax liability? That's step one, using our internal team of CPAs. Step two, let's get our attorneys involved. Let's see what kind of legal plans you have. Do you have any legal documents? Do you need your documents updated, or have they been updated regularly? Do you have a revocable trust? Do you have an asset protection trust? How are you addressing nursing home care? All of these things. You know. Then we move on to market flashlight. Let's see how much is at risk. What are your holdings? Do you have too much at risk? Do you have too little at risk? What does this mean in dollars if the market started doing goofy stuff again and goes down? This is an important piece to see if you have the right, you know, Goldilocks. Is it too hot? Is it too cold? Is it just right? Last but not least, the fee filter. Break down what you're paying your current advisor and what you're paying for your current investments. Are you overpaying? Are you getting the value out of them? What's that cost this year? Is it every year? And then what's the cost over your retirement? Is that the right value? Do you have the right team? You know, once we get those four boulders addressed from obviously our planning, we then pivot to trying to figure out, all right, what about the income piece? The income tent then breaks down to us, Randy, you know, how much you're spending last year, how much you received last year. Let's put it in some healthcare holds, some travel holds, project it out 25 years with a reasonable return that's safe and easy, and then see what's left. And if that feels good, then keep it. If it's too big, spend some more money, right? These are the things, and we update those every year, Randy, as part of our services. That is our roadmap for retirement, Randy. And I think that is where most people should start to see where they're at in retirement before they start making decisions on who should be their guide in retirement.
And Greg has said it many times, as people sit down in the meeting and talk through the roadmap, they kind of look up at some point and say, this is the first time anybody's actually talked about retirement with me. Many times, if you've had a meeting with a financial advisor, it's all about the X's and the O's of the market and the investments and all that goes along with that. But seldom do they talk about taxes, and hardly ever do they talk about fees, and hardly ever do they talk about going into a nursing home and long-term care. And, you know, they may talk about income, but do you really know what your paycheck is in your retirement years? Let's give you answers and hard numbers with all of that. That's what the roadmap does. Give us a look at our website. You can get started real easy. Go online, getyourroadmap.com. Really easy. GetYourRoadmap.com. We'll ask you a few questions there, and our team will reach out to you, or you can reach out to us at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. And as we've gone through the show today, Greg has given you a little peek into his book. It's called Fire Your Financial Advisor. And very simply, if you want to look into that, FireYourFinancialAdvisor.com. You'll get a copy of the book if you come to see us at Golden Reserve. We also invite you to do your research. Go online, go to our website, GetYourRoadmap.com, or check out our YouTube channel. There you can see Greg and I doing the show. You can see the different things that we do on TV. People ask questions, we answer those. All of that is there on our YouTube channel. So do your research, get in touch with us, and let's have a serious conversation about your retirement. Again, GetYourRoadmap.com or 855-546-2074. We thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great weekend, and we hope you'll join us here next week on Expedition Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler. To learn more about getting the help you need to and through retirement, go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.